into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, you can join in the conversation if you got something that you're into. It could be a TV show. Maybe you're binge watching the crap out of it. It could be a book you're reading. It could be a song you're like, I just cannot stop listening to this song. I'm streaming it all the time. It's my absolute favorite. Whatever it is, food, anything, 833-JOE-ALEX, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show to get in the conversation. Live the Web Girl, let's kick it off with you. What are you into this week?
Okay, well, I'm into the Jonas Brothers entire album as a whole. I cannot stop playing it through, but there's one song especially that I love, and that's called Hesitate. It's the song that Joe Jonas wrote for Sophie Turner when she was having like really, really bad depression a couple years ago.
All right, let's check it out.
I promise we'll figure this out.
Lyrics.
I piggyback off of that. That song is amazing.
I cannot stop jamming to it. Wait. I showed it to him on Saturday, and ever since he can't stop.
So is this Porkchop what he's into, or is this Liv's?
Well, it's mine mostly, but Porkchop can piggyback off of it.
Yeah, because, okay, we were in the car together the other day, and Liv was like, oh, Porkchop, I have to play this song for you. You're going to love it. And usually when people do that for me, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like it. But instantly, I fell in love. Great song.
I know. So good. Everyone go listen to it. The full thing is just so much better than even the little snippet that you heard.
These two are just like having a complete like meltdown of joy and happiness right here. It's kind of sick and gross. Alex, what are you into this week?
I am into this activewear brand called Alexo Athletica, and this is activewear that will completely change your life and how you work out, and they actually might even save it, because all of the activewear by Alexo Athletica is designed to let you carry. And if you don't carry a gun, you can use it to put your pepper spray in your waistband. There's 7 total pockets surrounding and built into the waistband to carry all of your essentials. So like your phone, it can be pepper spray, pepper blaster. If you have a small gun, whatever, it fits right there. It's super safe. It's really, really constricted around your waist so that it's comfortable, but everything is tight against you. And I wore... So I am specifically, because it's summertime, spotlighting their carry runner shorts. So they're athletic type of shorts that you can run in. They're $72. And I wore their leggings and a top of theirs on the plane home from Dallas this week. And they were so comfortable. And this is high grade athleisure wear. I mean, very, very, very good quality and super, super impressive. And I'm friends with the girl, Amy, who... owns it and came up with it. So Alexo Athletica, they have tons of stuff that you can shop and check that out at Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You can swipe up on our story.
Now, you're saying that this room, it's really tight. It conceals a gun. What about if I wanted to put some a hot pocket? Could it conceal that or a hamburger?
Anything.
Probably even keep it warm, Joe.
Dang.
You could fit a pair of nunchucks in there.
I would put a burrito in there. That's what I would do. Can I see this in the movie?
You can put wherever you are comfortable with. You can put your gun on your side, behind you, or in the front of you, wherever.
Ooh, I like that. Cool. All right, check that out. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. And for me, what am I into? This is something I used to watch a long time ago, then just I love it, popped up yesterday. It's a YouTube channel. It's called Epic Rap Battles. And they pit up old historical people, or maybe more popular people nowadays. And they do really cool because they write these songs, they make the beat, and then they get the video is the best part because they get so dressed up. That's why you're going to have to swipe up to see this. But this is a newer one. It's Ronald McDonald versus Burger King in a rap battle. And I got to warn you, by the way, this is censored, but it does swear. If you're watching it at work, it's not terrible, but they say words we can't play on the radio. So here's a little clip of it. And there's a surprise guest that jumps in at the end.
Welcome to BK. How can I serve you today? One flame for a clown? Have it your way. You can't do fast food half as good as I do. Your pink slime meat turns my to a drive-thru. Fly out like a Chuck E. Cheese token. Your style's like your ice cream machine's broken. I'm dropping whoppers that'll knock you off the menu. Call you Ronald.
don't you call me Ronald Jeremy, cause I'm getting nasty. Like the whoppers you sell, made of horse lips and me. Ask Rick and Morty, who's a lyrical boss. I've got lines for days, call me Szechuan. The undisputed goat of putting burgers in bellies. I'm fast food M&M, your machine gun Kelly. Show me two losers old enough to be my daddies, and I'll square off with them like the corners of my meat patty. King, you're creepy and you're always second fiddle. Your breakfast croissants are even worse than his McGriddle. And McDonald's gave your job to a boss with a fate. Left you behind like a quiet kid in a play place. I'm the fast food queen, me with a tweet sash. Leave a points frozen cause I always keep my beef fresh.
I like they threw in there like a little Wendy's, like, where's the beef, huh?
Right,
where's
of
the
course.
Beef? And it's so cool because it's such a visual too. Liv, I know you're putting this up on our Instagram. Like, were you impressed with how like they look kind of like the Burger King and they look like Ronald McDonald and
they
Wendy?
They literally looked exactly like
it's really cool. So it's like, just imagine them having a rap beef battle.
I have a friend that's very, very into these epic rap battles, and we would sit at his house and he would show me these videos for hours. I mean, some of them I'd be into, some of them eh.
But some of them are freaking great. Other ones I'm like, okay, I'm done. There's one like with Chuck Norris, I forget who he battles, but that thing is awesome as hell. Warning, it's one of those time suckers though. If you'll start watching them, because there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But you can check out all these things, Alex's, Liv's, and mine, and Pork Chop's on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Big Body Boy says he's into John Bellion's new song, Crop Circles. So take a listen to that.
Love that. That beat for Crop Circles
yeah.
is...